Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. The Rob Pratt Show, kicking it live, local. We are on KDK. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, 77 degrees. Good morning for the full hour. My congressman from the 4th District, he is Jason Altmaier. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Morning, Rob.
You know, only timing could make this happen today, and I also think a twist of fate. Deion Sanders going into the Hall of Fame, and here you are, my friend. I still cannot believe that you played football. Not to say that I don't think you were talented enough, because at high school you were pretty doggone good to get a scholarship to be able to play with somebody like Deion. Enough said. The bottom line is, about 8 knee surgeries later, it wasn't meant to be, and thank goodness for that, especially people from the 4th District. But Deion Sanders, obviously, he walked the walk, but he could also talk a pretty good walk, too. Let's talk about Deion, the football player. Deserving, obviously, in many people's minds. Some say the guy never wanted to lower his shoulder, never took a hit. But boy, he could really let it go as far as flapping those jaws is concerned. But let's face it, when he was prime time, there was nobody any better, was there?
Oh, he was the best cover cornerback of all time. There's no question about that. He baited the quarterback by appearing to leave the receiver open, even in the NFL, and just took away an entire portion of the field. When he was in his prime for period of 10 years, 12 years or so, when he was at his absolute best, you could not throw to his side of the field. It was just too dangerous. I think he still holds the record for most returns for a touchdown, interception returns for a touchdown, and right from his rookie year was a great kick returner as well. So I obviously the Hall of Fame, he's a first ballot guy, but I think just on the cover side, he's the best cover cornerback of all time.
Well, let me ask you, too, about the trash-talking. Part of the game, obviously, to get into the head of your opponent. But he had some issues, obviously, the Tim McCarver incident. He played baseball for Cincinnati and other teams. Did rather well, too, the locker room situation, which was kind of ugly. Do you think Deion, I at least have seen this on the NFL Network. He seems to have matured and taking a step back, and I like this Deion Sanders. Not to say that there was anything wrong with the gregarious one, but I think, you know what, sometimes it's just, some things are better left unsaid. And I'm just seeing a much more mature Deion Sanders now, who really knows football and has been able to use his personality and carve out a pretty good TV career.
When I was at FSU, and I was just a walk-on, I was on the practice squad.
You were there, though. Come on,
well,
Jason.
But the point is, being on the practice squad as a receiver, I got to work against Deion in practice every day for more than a year. So when you look at the maturity level over time, when he was in college, he was already playing pro baseball. He was in the system for the New York Yankees and went into the two-sport role right out of college. He's the only guy to ever play in both the World Series and the Super Bowl, something that will likely never happen again. So he knew that he was something special, and everybody knew he was something special. And even at that time, there's a certain type of cockiness that's attractive and funny. It's not a put-down to you as another player. I was certainly not in his league. I mean, I was never going to go to the levels he went to. And yes, he did play around and joke around about being better than everybody else, but that's because he was better than everybody else. So I never took it personally. I don't think anybody ever took it personally. It was more something that was funny. And he saw dollar signs on the other end of it, too, I'm sure. This was in the late 1980s, and everybody remembers what sports was like at that time. And I think he realized there was probably a TV career on the other end of that and played it for all it was worth. So I don't know that it was anything more than just taking advantage of the situation that he found himself in.
Last question about him, then we'll get down to Standard Poor's and the comments today. And our credit and what's happening in this country and what's going on, it's just kind of scary. But one last thing, and I got the guys here from The Fan, our sister station, and I'm like, you guys really need to get Jason Altmaier on today. Great story. And when you decide to retire from politics, you're going to come to work with me in the world of sportscasting, because I think you do a great job. And I know you're passionate about it. But just give me one Deion story. Here you're a guy that pretty much dominated in high school here in western Pennsylvania. You end up down in Florida, Florida State. You know, Bobby Bowden, and of course, Deion Sanders. First practice, a situation, a moment where you went, boy, I'm out of my league.
Well, I can give you the very first time I went against him in the scrimmage was in the spring of 1988. So it's during spring practice. I was running a square in pattern about 15 yards down the field. I made a turn to my right at a 90-degree angle, and Deion was several yards in front of me. And the quarterback at that time was, I think, Brad Johnson. So, I mean, he put the ball right there. and I was reaching out for the ball, and I'm thinking in my head, wow, this is great. I'm going to catch the ball on Dion. And somebody came from in front of me and knocked it away. You know, Dion at the time I turned was behind me. And I looked down, and it was Dion. And I thought to myself, you know, what? How did this possibly happen? And the next day in films, I saw what had happened was he had actually jumped over me, spun around in the air, came down in front of me, and knocked the ball away. I thought, wow, welcome to college football.
Okay, let me regroup. He actually went over top of you?
Yeah, because I was reaching out for the ball, so I'm sort of at a 90-degree angle. And it's one of those things where, as it happens, you can hear the guys watching on the sidelines yell and scream because they can't believe that it happened either. And that was just the first time I went against them. I could tell you 100 stories.
Oh, I'll tell you, I love them. The guys in the fan got to get you on the air today. Listen, I got his number if you guys need it. We'll take a break. Good stuff. A lot of stuff to get to, though, and we're going to get down to when we get back with Jason Allmyer in just a moment. 717, now up to 78 degrees in Pittsburgh.
We're live. We're local. We're the voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Not all oil change deals are created equal. Case in point, right now at Advance Auto Parts, a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and filter are just $17.49 after mail-in rebate. That includes an oil filter with a value up to $11.99. At other major retailers, the value of their included filter may be much less. You can end up having to pay more just to get the filter you need. Better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire. And I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups. Or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The International Vintage Guitar Collectors Association is in full swing this week. Matt, what's everybody talking about?
Well, guys, everybody's talking about the big checks that are going out this week. It is just absolutely incredible the amount of money that we are pouring into the town this week. I mean, everything from a Fender Stratocaster worth over $12,000, a Gibson Les Paul that brought over $40,000. Guys, some of these are extreme examples, but folks, thousands and thousands of dollars are being poured back into your community this week, from saxophones to musical instruments, pianos, drum sets. What you want to do is you want to go through your attic. Wherever you have these items, folks, it's a free event. It doesn't cost anything to come down. Come down and talk with one of our experts. They're going to evaluate your item, and you're going to be paid right on the spot. Leave very happy. So go through your stuff, come and check out the show, and let's have some fun this week.
The show will be going on all week long at the Crown Plaza Hotel on Fort Couch Road in Upper St. Clair. Visit IVGCA.com for more details.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-709-4436. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-709-4436. That's 1-800-709-4436. 1-800-709-4436.
Bathfitter, the acrylic bath remodeling company with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. Exclusive custom engineered and one-piece acrylic systems. They can replace your old tub or wall. 1-800-645-6317. Bathfitter, PA contractor number PA641.
The Rob Pratt Show, where Pittsburgh comes to talk every weekend. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
All right, we're back with Congressman Jason Allmyer. We're going to take some of your calls coming up in the next half hour. But right now, the lead story, the big story, you know, Dow Jones has been up and down like a Dunkin' Yo-Yo the last couple of days. But the United States AAA credit rating was downgraded Friday for the first time in history by Standard Poor's, which slammed the nation's political process. Jason Allmyer, your comments. was as bad as everybody made it out to be as far as your performance in the nation's capital? And more importantly, what do you think when you think about our credit rating being dropped for the first time in this great country's history?
I do think that the political process was as bad as it appeared, in that probably worse, having been in the middle of it. I can't imagine there was a time in the country's history, financially for the country, where there was more at stake and the political process failed at such an obvious level to everyone who was observing. And I think what S&P is trying to do in the downgrade is send a message to the political people and say, look, get your act together, be able to work together, because we, S&P, have no confidence that you're going to be able to seriously address the long-term financial situation of the country if you're going to take something that is as routine historically as raising the debt ceiling and turn it into brinksmanship that literally the future of the country is at stake. You go down to the last minute approaching a first-ever default on the nation's credit. There's a big problem with the process, and I think that's the message S&P is trying to send.
You know, here's the thing, and I've heard every solution out there as far as how we rectify this, but I'm just going to ask you this. Do you think we'll ever get a balanced budget again in our lifetime?
Well, we had these same conversations 20 years ago when we were running deficits as far as the eye could see, and the economy turned around, and I won't get into the politics of it, but decisions were made that were unpopular at the time, and they led to having four consecutive balanced budgets, which were unprecedented and unexpected at the end of the 1990s. So we have done it. It wasn't that long ago when we had the fourth one was fiscal year 2001. So we have done it before as a country. We made difficult decisions. It's just a matter of deciding as a country that we're willing to accept the need to do that on all sides. But if the political process isn't going to allow us to move in that direction, it's going to be difficult.
Well, the Clintons obviously were in the White House, and I do say the Clintons because I have such respect for Hillary Clinton. And, you know, we had that balanced budget then. But do you really believe that any commander-in-chief can be solely responsible for balancing the budget? You really have to be able to work with the House to get this done.
Well, that's the whole thing. You're right. You have to work with the Congress, and it was a bipartisan process last time, starting with President George H.W. Bush, the first President Bush, who in 1990 put together a bipartisan situation similar to what we had. There was a budget crisis in the country. He took out the Andrews Air Force Base, a bipartisan congressional group, came away with an agreement where he violated his famous Read My Lips pledge, and it cost him the election in 2002. And then when President Clinton came in, he had a budget plan in 1993 that passed with only Democratic votes, a very partisan, very bitter one-vote margin in the House, and Vice President Gore breaking a tie in the Senate to pass it. And those two things together helped lead to the balanced budgets that we had, both of which were bitter political fights, but for the good of the country, they got it done.
You know, one of the things that this action has concern for is the U.S. economy by the mortgages that are out there going up, auto loans, other types of lendings tied to interest rate paid on treasuries. J.P. Morgan Chase estimated that the downgrade would raise the nation's borrowing cost to about $100 billion a year, Jason. It just seems like we're spiraling out of control, and it's like no matter how much we tighten the tourniquet, we can't stop the bleeding.
That's the unfortunate irony of the S&P downgrade, is that it is likely to lead to higher interest rates, which is going to make our deficit situation worse on an annual basis and increase the debt in the long term. And it's also going to have an effect on interest rates for everyday Americans, too, for anyone that uses a credit card or has a mortgage or makes a car payment with flexible rates. It might have a detrimental effect on that. So while S&P is reacting to our deficit situation and encouraging us to make decisions to get ourselves out of it as a country, the action that they have taken is going to make it harder to do that.
Let me ask you, bipartisan, and I know you're a Democrat. I'm a registered Democrat. You know, you got my vote, but I don't really look at you as a Democrat. I just look at you as a guy, a people's politician. You've always voted for the people of your district, and more importantly, what you thought would be best for them, but also the nation. And I could go on and on and on, whether it's steel, whether it's health care, no matter what the case may be. One of the things that I love talking to people that have been there, done that, who were in Washington 20, 25, 30 years ago, Harrisburg, same thing. They talked about there was a camaraderie that people would get together, whether it would be for dinner or for a cocktail or maybe to work out or go to an event. And you would talk, and, you know, even though you would battle on the floor, you would kind of kiss and make up later in the day, but it would also give you a chance to understand what the other person was thinking. And we live in a day of technology, and I'm guilty of it, the BlackBerry, the Facebook, the social media, the texting. Do you think we've gotten away from some of that in Washington and we have others, meaning the support staff, speaking for us as politicians? In your case, I know that you like to get out and meet and greet, but that may not be the case with everyone. But more importantly, do you think that you need to do more outside of the Capitol to get business done in the Capitol?
It's a double-edged sword, because the first problem that you talked about with members of Congress not knowing each other well, not socializing, and therefore not being willing to work together, the reason that that happens, as I understand it, in days past, because of the transportation system not being as good as it is now, and the ability to travel back and forth your district so easily now, people did used to stay in Washington over the weekend, have dinner with your spouse, with other groups of people, get to know each other more informally, and therefore, the theory goes, work together a lot better. Now, because members are out and back in their districts immediately after votes, they don't get to know each other as well. I think it's helpful to be back in the district. I understand the downside of maybe not getting to know the people you're working with on Capitol Hill quite as well. But if you stay in Washington, you really are susceptible to that bubble of losing.
You get absorbed up
going on. Yeah, and it's there, and I could see how easy it would be if you had a district that you didn't constantly travel back to. And there are people there who I think, you know, that Washington is where they live. That's their home, and that's where they work, and that's where they're raising their families. And to them, their district is just a place where they occasionally go back to for business reasons. And that's not a healthy atmosphere for people who are representing us. Every part of the country has one representative, and you want your representative to be somebody that's your neighbor, somebody that you see out at the grocery store walking through on the weekend or at a sporting event with their kids. That's what you want your representative to be, who understands your community.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. Lots more with Jason Altmeyer. If you want to jump in here, 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com, 728, 78 degrees.
The news is everywhere.
A contractor is headed to prison for cheating seniors out of more than $600,000.
The story is here.
Tell them that he had a package deal where he could get them a home refinancing loan at a low rate, and then they could use that money for improvements to their house.
Valoria will serve at least 6 years and 8 months with a max of close to 21 years.
Pittsburgh News from people in Pittsburgh. Turn to Pittsburgh's radio station, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
If you're a small business owner, put this at the top of your to-do list. Look at your bill from the phone company. It only takes a second, and you might be surprised to see how much money you're wasting. Our company was. That's when we said enough is enough and switched to Comcast Business Class. Best decision we ever made. Now we're saving money. Money we can reinvest in the business. And we're getting so much more. Fast internet, better phone, and cloud services from Microsoft. Comcast Business Class gives us everything that our old DSL from the phone company couldn't. Mark your calendar. Leave yourself a note. Do whatever it takes to remind yourself to check your phone bill. After all, you can't save if you don't look. And Comcast Business Class can help. Do what we did. Grab the bill from your current provider and give Comcast a call.
Call 800-391-3000 today to switch to Comcast Business Class. Go to business.comcast.com/save and find out how much your business could save. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
Is your clutch slipping? Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore the warning signs of transmission trouble. Take your car to Sam Calusi today. The 50 years of quality repairs is backed by a nationwide warranty, giving you peace of mind. Sam Calusi Transmission, 101 Adams Avenue in Cannonsburg. Call today, 724-745-6272, or click calusitransmissions.com. That's C-O-L-U-S-C-I transmissions.com.
The 2011 Casino Player Magazine Best of Gaming Awards just came out, and we won 13 first-place awards, 26 in all. The Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Let's have some fun. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 800-848-1588.
The Rob Pratt Show, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, stick around. We got more with Jason Altmaier coming up. We're going to talk about the middle class, something I was talking about earlier today. And is it gone forever? And if so, how do we resuscitate it? It's 731 on News Radio 1020, KDKA.
From the Lexus of North Hill Studios, the voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter. Unhappy with the deficit reduction deal, Standard & Poor's has downgraded the U.S.'s credit rating. University of Maryland economist Peter Morici thinks S&P makes some good points.
We did not cut the deficit in the recent pact by $4 trillion or anything close to it. It doesn't seem to be consensus on a clear path to deficit reduction.
But he says Standard & Poor's has missed the mark before, and he thinks the downgrade will have little impact. Economist Joel Naroff agrees the downgrade's not warranted.
Unfortunately, we may be in a situation where the rating agencies failed to do their job during the housing boom and now are very sensitive to the issues that they're facing on a number of other areas, and the cost is the AAA rating as far as the U.S. is concerned.
Two other agencies, Fitch's and Moody's, have not downgraded the U.S. credit rating. CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
732 at News Radio 1020, KDKA.
It's time for Ty's Take.
Ty's Take.
Ty's Take on sports brought to you by delicious Geronimo Salsa. Here's PLB Sports President Ty Ballou.
Who's the best player in the major leagues that no one's talking about? He has one career home run and looks like he should be playing for the Abernworth Antelopes, not the Bucks. He's listed as 5'9", but looks smaller. And I cheer for him each time he comes to the plate or jogs to the outfield. That player's name? Alex Presley. With slightly over 100 games with the Pirates, he's a player I would pay to watch for a long, long time.
Thanks, Ty. Sports fans also love delicious Steel City Mustard. It's the number one spicy brown mustard in all of Western Pennsylvania. Steel City Mustard is bold and full of flavor and great for lunches, picnics, and tailgates anytime, morning, noon, or night. Get yours today at a store near you.
Keep listening for more of Ty's Take on Sports from PLB Sports President Ty Ballou.
The Hot Summer One Day Sale going on now with Mattress Discounters. Look for unbelievable savings. Twin sets just $99 each piece. Queen sets as low as $299. Save up to 50% off store wide. And get a free box spring with your Serta iComfort purchase. Memory foam, latex, futons, adjustables. And we're your new home for Tempur-Pedic. The Hot Summer One Day Sale going on now at Mattress Discounters.
We have been preparing all year for this. It's our summer one-day sale.
Right now, save up to 50% off store-wide. Twin sets just $99 each piece. Save on memory foam, latex, inner spring, gold bond futons, and adjustable mattresses. And we now carry Tempur-Pedic.
One unbelievable offer for one day only.
Mattress Discounters. Leave the rest to us.
All savings exclude Tempur-Pedic models.
Are you worried about losing your home to a foreclosure? I'm Brian Hudson, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency. The Emergency Homeowners Loan Program may be able to help with financial assistance. Visit us on the web or call us weekdays at 1-800-342-2397. That's 1-800-342-2397. Your call to the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency may save your home.
News Radio 1020 KDKA with Pittsburgh's most dependable, up-to-the-minute AccuWeather forecast.
Mostly cloudy to start out your weekend, and unfortunately lots of showers and thunderstorms across the area today with a high temperature of 83 degrees. Another shower thunderstorm lingering tonight, your low 70. Then tomorrow, more sunshine than today. Still, though, I can't rule out a thunderstorm with a high of 87 degrees. We'll stay in a wet pattern as we head into Monday. For AccuWeather, I'm Dave Samuel on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
All right, it is 73 at the airport, 75 in Pittsburgh. It's 7:35. Next KDK News comes your way at 8 a.m. Breaking news at once on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Sports.
Get Kenny K Sports brought to you by Jimmy Maggs' The Club at Shadow Lakes. Bam, pow, wow. No, not the new Batman movie, but the bats of the Padres. They beat the Pirates. They mugged them at PNC. 15-5, the final last night. Two teams go at it again tonight. He's the million-dollar man plus one. 61 mil now, Lamar Woodley. And he said, look, I want to carry on that great tradition.
Seeing the great linebackers that came through here, I said I wanted to be a part of that great tradition and history around here. But in order to do that, I had to be around here. And definitely I have my opportunity to leave my stamp when I'm done playing here.
All right, one of my favorite days in the National Football League. It's Enshrinement Day in Canton. And one of those going in, primetime Deion Sanders. And teammate at FSU, Jason Altmaier, Congressman 4th District, said, look, we all knew he was special.
When he was in college, he was already playing pro baseball. He was in the system for the New York Yankees and went into the two-sport role right out of college. He's the only guy to ever play in both the World Series and the Super Bowl, something that will likely never happen again. So he knew that he was something special, and everybody knew he was something special.
Ricky Fowler, four-way tie, first place, Bridgestone Invitational, Firestone, Adam Scott, Ryan Moore, and rookie Keegan Bradley, Tiger Woods, seven shots back. Fowler on his good day at the office.
It was a fun day. Obviously, had a couple mistakes there, made some bogeys, but other than that, there's a lot of good things out of the day's round. Drove the ball fairly well up until the last hole, and then made some good putts for birdie.
All right, Sports Desk brought to you by Consolidated Communications. For phone, TV, and internet, call Consolidated.
This is Rob Pratt. I want to tell you about the club at Shadow Lakes. Have you seen it yet? It's the best-kept secret in western Pennsylvania. Located in Aliquippa, the club at Shadow Lakes is perfect for your next golf outing. You'll be amazed by the beautifully kept par 72 course with its rolling terrain, sloping fairways, and picture-perfect landscape. Shadow Lakes Golf is as challenging as it is beautiful. Whether you're looking for a place for your next golf outing or just looking for a change of scenery for your golfing buddies, you can't go wrong with the club at Shadow Lakes. And the new and beautiful dining area will just add to your day at Shadow Lakes. With its floor-to-ceiling windows, you'll have a breathtaking view of the club. And with a menu from the best chef in Pennsylvania, Mr. Art Mangine, you'll enjoy the dining at Shadow Lakes as much as the golf. Call them now at 724-375-5511. That's 724-375-5511. The club at Shadow Lakes.
It's what Pittsburgh's talking about.
It's all about talk.
It's the Rob Pratt Show.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
News Radio 1020, KDKA.
I always kind of feel better when I talk to Jason Altmaier. If it's about football or politics, it always makes me feel better. 7:38 right now, and Dr. Mike already here, getting ready to go to work. Animal General, Weekend Magazine, less than a half hour away. But we got lots of stuff to talk about with the congressman. Gracious enough to join us for the full hour, as Congressman Murphy did last week. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Let me talk about some of your counterparts, the Mike Doyles of the world. Mr. Kelly, of course, I just mentioned Mr. Murphy. I'm going to put you on the spot, but remember, we have a truth buzzer here. If you don't tell the truth, we'll shock you. So how do you feel about working with these guys? And one thing is for sure, I don't think we have a group of better congressmen anywhere in the country who put in the overtime hours for their district and are truly into it for the love of what they do, Jason.
We all get along very well, and what's unique about our market is because the Pittsburgh market is relatively small compared to other markets in the country, and politically there's not as much competition in that market as far as the public seeing people on TV and hearing them on the radio. The public gets to know us all, so when we go out, whether it be together as a group or individually, I think people understand who we are and feel free to come up and talk to us because they do view us as members of the community. And we do a lot of things together in this month of August when we're back. Tim Murphy and I are doing a couple, maybe three, town hall meetings together where we're both going to sit there. For one of them, we're having some state legislators, guys from Harrisburg as well, and we're going to field questions from the public. And these are the kind of things I don't know that happens in other markets, but we do get along very well. And regardless of the political party, we all try to put the interest of Western Pennsylvania first.
All right, 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. And I'd like to hear from you out there listening about the middle class. And a great topic this hour, this morning in the first hour. I do believe that it's going, gone. And for us to survive, we need the middle class because they are the reason why we got here today. Do you think it's possible to not only just survive with the middle class, but actually maybe even stoke the fire a bit, if you will, Jason, to make it actually be burning on that front burner with a blue flame and strong and productive again in our country?
We can come back, and we will come back as a country, and we are in a global recession right now, worldwide economic slowdown, and unfortunately the U.S. being the leading economy in the world is on the forefront of that, and the credit downgrade that we talked about earlier is a part of that. We're going through hard times. It's going to take us a while to work our way out of this. The political system is not working as well as it could, and I think that's bringing everyone some concern as well. But without question, that middle class component has to be the key to our recovery, because these are families living every day, struggling to make ends meet. And when they lack the confidence in their political system that it's going to be able to make the decisions necessary to get us out of this, that filters down to our everyday life. It brings you down as a family. You lack the confidence that you're going to be able to manage your own financial affairs into the future. And it just filters all across the country. So we have to get in position to make those difficult decisions. But we do have to realize this is a global economy that we're talking about. We can't bury our heads in the sand and pretend like it's not affecting anybody but us. It's affecting everybody. But we're the leading economy in the world, and we need to make leadership decisions.
How much is the corporate community responsible for this global economy that has gone south on us? Because they went south on us, many of them, and left the country.
Well, that's a big part of it, too, is you do have the outsourcing that goes on. It's one of the biggest complaints I hear about when I travel around are, you know, Pittsburgh's legacy and history of the Fortune 500 companies and the business community and the relationship it had with the people of Western Pennsylvania. And now there's concern a lot of that business has been taken overseas. And I think there are things that we can do. For example, the repatriation of foreign earnings to be able to bring money that's made overseas back into this country, being able to use it to create jobs. I'm a co-sponsor of a bill with the life sciences industry where overseas earnings can be used to hire people in Pennsylvania in the science and technology fields, and using that as a tax credit for research and development and hiring new researchers. These are the things that we need to do to take into account the fact that this is a global economy, but using the money that's made for hiring people right here at home in Pennsylvania.
All right, let's say hi to our first caller, who is Rocky, and he's calling from Hampton. Rocky, good morning. You're on the air with Congressman Jason Altmaier on KDK's Rob Pratt Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Morning.
Gentlemen, a few weeks ago, I was surfing through television channels, ran across C-SPAN. A gentleman from Connecticut, a Democrat, got up and said, you know, the military is spending $3.1 billion on non-military things like motorcycles, little pickup trucks, cars, things like that. He said, I'm just wondering, why don't we buy them from America instead of buying foreign automobiles? And the Republican who was in charge got up, belittled him for a bit, said he's been trying to pass different things. Nothing ever goes through. Anyway, we have rules and regulations against that. And then it went up to Madam Chair, and she read the rule and regulation, and that was the end of it. And we're talking about jobs for Americans. The taxpayers bailed out the automobile manufacturers, and something like this where... Can you tell me why we wouldn't buy from America for the military, non-military equipment?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the speech or the Connecticut member that you're talking about that made that claim, so I don't know the exact point they were trying to make. But we do in the Department of Defense have a Buy America provision. You do have to buy American. It's not that way across all federal agencies. But it is that way with the Department of Defense, I know for sure. So that person was either incorrect or trying to make it maybe a different point.
All right, thank you for the call. 7:45, back with Congressman Jason Altmaier in just a couple of moments. Now we're at 73 degrees in Pittsburgh.
When you're on the road, we're on it with KDKA All Day Triple H Traffic. Pittsburgh's official traffic station is KDKA. Get on it. Set a traffic button on the AM side of your radio. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac! That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
It's the final weekend for the great deal going on now at Levin Furniture. Get your furniture and mattresses at just 53 cents on the dollar. Plus, take your pick of two fabulous bonus offers. 0% interest for 48 months with no down payment. Or pay cash or charge and get an extra 15% off all sale prices. 53 cents on the dollar. Plus 4 years no interest or an extra 15% off. It's a deal on a deal. Final weekend at Levin's.
Plus, don't miss this incredible offer on mattresses at Levin's. Get huge savings on every iComfort gel bed by Serta. Buy one mattress, get the box spring absolutely free. It's a great deal. And Tempur-Pedic introduces their brand new Contour Collection. Levin's has all of them. Get the deep down body conforming comfort that only Tempur-Pedic provides. Plus, when you purchase your Tempur-Pedic or iComfort mattress at Levin's, setup and delivery are free. Don't miss the great mattress offer. It's this weekend at Levin Furniture.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates, cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient, getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax, get to a better state, State Farm.
Police Services will clean any sink, tub, or even a main sewer drain in your home for only $99. They're the same day or you don't pay, even weekends guaranteed. Call 888-66-BERG.
Call Police.
Some restrictions apply. PA 10887.
You're locked in to the Rob Pratt Show. It's what Pittsburgh's talking about. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Back with Congressman Jason Altmaier on the Rob Pratt Show, 73 degrees, 748, giving you a chance to talk to the Congressman, 866-391-1020. Let's go to Oakland and say hi to Joe. Joe, good morning. You're on KDKA.
Good morning, Congressman. 2 points. I hope that you will be able to have a chance now that you might not be so busy with the debt ceiling business to take a look at House Bill 860, the bill that has to do with vehicle donations to nonprofit organizations. It would really mean quite a bit to organizations like Golden Triangle Council of the Blind to be recipients of these kinds of donations. Secondly, and I'll hang up to listen to your comments, there was a big article in the paper just yesterday about GE not paying a penny taxes for 2010, and I believe their profits were over $5 billion. I'm on a retired income, and I paid about $3,000 to $4,000 income tax in 2010, so it doesn't seem to be very fair.
All right. Thank you for the call, Joe. Your response, Congressman.
Thank you. I will take a look at that bill. I'm involved with a charity up in the North Hills called North Hills Community Outreach, which has a component called Community Auto, which takes charitable donations of vehicles. And I know how important that is to people in the community. So I will take a look at that bill. On the GE side, you are correct, and you should be frustrated. Every American should be angry that GE was able to escape their federal tax liability through the loophole process, something that we heard a lot about through the debate on the debt ceiling, that here you have one of the top companies in revenue in the entire country, and they were able to use the deductions and tax credits and exemptions to their advantage to the point where they lowered their federal tax burden literally to zero, did not pay federal income tax last year.
Boy, that is frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, when you're, as this gentleman was talking about, you're struggling every day to make ends meet, you're living your life and playing by the rules and working hard, and then you have something like that going on, it doesn't make you feel very good about the equity of our system.
If a call were made to you and said, look, Jason, we want you to get in on the talks, Would you intervene with Highmark and UPMC? This is a story that I just hate to see happen. I want it to go away. It's like the nightmare you just keep repeating every time you put your head on the pillow. Healthcare is the most important thing that we have going. Jobs are great, but without jobs, many people don't have healthcare. And we all do get sick, and especially when it comes to having children, it's your top concern. What, if anything, with your background in healthcare, can we do? We do, Jason, to right the ship here.
I have talked with both UPMC and Highmark, as I'm sure other local officials have, and I do have a little different perspective since that is my background, but understand that what is the ultimate outcome if they don't come to a contract is that you would have two different systems with two different networks, and in most markets in the country, that's what you have. You have multiple systems where you understand when you pick your health plan for that year, there's a network of providers that comes with it. We haven't had that in Western Pennsylvania to that extent because we've had one dominant insurer and one dominant provider who've worked together, so pretty much everybody was in the same system. That might change, but that's not different than what happens in a lot of markets around the country. It's different than what we're used to in Western Pennsylvania, but if they're unable to agree to a contract, that basically makes our market look like most of the rest of the country. We've been unique up to this point. I think we need to work as a community to solve it and prevent that from happening because we have benefited from it. But if it doesn't work out, it's not unprecedented.
All right. Ralph Carnegie on the air with Congressman Jason Altmaier on KDK at 752 and 73 degrees. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning. 15 years ago, I went to Europe and visited friends, and they had bought a station wagon that ran on natural gas and gasoline. A big part of our debits is the importation of oil, mostly used for either heat for electricity or for automobiles. We apparently have a lot of natural gas here, and for every dollars worth of natural gas we'd use in cars or trucks, that'd be one less dollar we would have in our balance of payments. How come that isn't being pushed more in Washington?
Well, Ralph, I could give you a very long answer to that, and I know that we're short on time. I'm a co-sponsor of a bill called the Natural Gas Act, which does incentivize the use of natural gas for both commercial and passenger vehicles in the country. We in Western Pennsylvania, because of the Marcellus Shale and our natural gas reserves, would benefit more than anybody else in the country from the increase in that technology. We are moving forward on it. We're still many years away from it being commonplace to drive a natural gas vehicle, but they're out there. There are two new filling stations in Western Pennsylvania that were just opened up for natural gas vehicles, so we're heading in the right direction. The inertia of the oil being used to power our vehicles is something that's going to be a long time to move away from. It's going to be difficult, but we can't continue to import 60% of our oil and get our gasoline from sources that are not friendly to the United States. We have abundant natural gas reserves right here. I'm 100% with you, and we're heading in the right direction, but we're still a ways away.
All right, I want to get to something. Randy Cosgrove, who's the athletic director at Ambridge, going to be also a part of Black and Gold Sunday tomorrow. I've had him in here about the whole pay-for-play thing. You know, today on the Post-Gazette website, reading about Langley maybe closing, public education spiraling out of control. I'm a big proponent of teachers. I'm a big proponent of what they're doing with the Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School, Lincoln Park, parochial schools. I know there may not be room for all of them, but there's got to be a way to maintain the great quality that I think we do have in teachers at all levels and all aspects of education. What do we do with public education, not just in this state, but in this country?
I am a huge proponent of the Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School, as you know, based in Midland, and have done amazing things, revolutionary things for public education in the country. And we in America, we continue to do things the way we've done them for 130 years, which is you start in kindergarten, you go up, you know, grades 1 through 12, and you have everybody in the same classroom regardless of their academic specialty or interests or aptitudes. And I think we need to take a look at the system that we're using and say, is this the way that we can cultivate the future of our country, which is what our children are, and what are the things that we can do to allow them to thrive in their interests and within their aptitudes. And I don't know that we're doing as good a job of that as we can. I agree with you. The teaching profession, the people who are educating our children and our future of our country, that's the most important job that there is anywhere in the country. And we need to pay them what they're worth, and we need to make sure that we're incentivizing the highest quality people to go into and stay in that profession. And I could give you a long lecture about some ideas on how to do that, but there has to be a recognition in this country of how important the educational process is, and making sure that every child in America has equal access to that public education system is critical for the future of the country.
Last thing, Dollar Bank Instant Access message from Janet. Washington doesn't care about anyone but themselves. Did you see the list of raises that were given out in Washington? Well, Social Security is stagnant. Both parties are disgusting, and I don't know what we can do. Vote them out, and the next ones, well, they'll be just as bad. It's sad when you hear people have given up on the political system. How much of that do you blame on the way the process has worked, or is it just politics as usual?
I think it's been earned and deserved over time. It's nothing that's unique, but I understand the frustration, and that goes back to what we've talked about before. You want somebody who's going to live in the district, who's going to continue to come back and be a part of the community, and the raises that she's talking about, those weren't on the congressional side. That was on the White House side. Those are career political people who live in Washington, and I think that's exactly what we were talking about earlier. They don't have a sense of what's happening in real America. They don't understand the middle part of the country that we all know and love. And when you get stuck in that bubble down in Washington, you think, well, that's appropriate for us to give raises to federal bureaucrats when the rest of the country is struggling to make ends meet. That's just not the way we should do business. And I think the lady who sent you the email is right to be concerned about it.
All right, Jason, always a pleasure. No one gives me an answer on this. Maybe you can. 15 seconds. Is Zinc Corporation staying in Beaver County?
We don't know yet. We've put, as a community, a very attractive offer on the table. I think we have the assets to keep them, and I'm hopeful that they're going to make the decision to stay.
All right, let's get her done. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob.